ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री राजोवाच येन येवारथारेण भगवान् हरीश्वरः करोति कर्मराम्यानि मनोज्ञानि च न प्रभो। King Parikshit said, My Lord Shukadev Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord, but Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Supreme Lord, attachment for Him, and friendship with devotees who give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As stated in Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bahir Mukha Haya Bhoga Bancha Kare Nikatasta Mayathare Japatiya Dhare. Our material existence is maya, or illusion, in which we desire different varieties of material enjoyment, and therefore change to different varieties of bodies. Brahmayam sarva-bhutani yantra-rudani mayaya asan api kleshada asadeha. As long as we have these temporary bodies, they give us many varieties of tribulation. Adhyatmaka adi bhautaka adi daivaka. This is the root cause of all suffering. But this root cause of suffering can be removed by revival of our Krishna consciousness. All the Vedic literatures presented by Vyasadeva and other great sages are therefore intended to revive our Krishna consciousness, which begins to revive with Shravanam Kirtanam. Srinvatam Sukatha Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other Vedic literatures exist simply to give us a chance to hear about Krishna. Krishna has different avatars or incarnations, all of which are wonderful and which arouse one's inquisitiveness. But generally such avatars as Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha are not as attractive as Krishna. First of all, however, we have no attraction for hearing about Krishna, and this is the root cause of our suffering. But Parikshit Maharaj specifically mentions that the wonderful activities of baby Krishna, which amaze Mother Yashoda and the other inhabitants of Braja, are especially attractive. From the very beginning of his childhood, Krishna killed Putana, Trinavarta, and Sakatasura and show the entire universe within his mouth. Thus the pastimes of Krishna, one after another, kept Mother Yashoda and all the inhabitants of Braja in great astonishment. The process to revive one's Krishna consciousness is adoshadatata sadhu sangaha bhakti rasamrita sindhu. The pastimes of Krishna can properly be received from devotees if one has developed a little bit of Krishna consciousness by hearing from Vaishnavas about the activities of Krishna. One becomes attracted to Vaishnavas who are interested only in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj recommends that one hear about Krishna's childhood activities, which are more attractive than the activities of other incarnations, such as Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha. Wanting to hear more and more from Shukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit requested him to continue describing Krishna's childhood activities, which are especially easy to hear and which create more and more inquisitiveness. Is everyone able to hear? Is everyone comfortable? By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, we have come to this most holy place, Gokul Mahavan. We read in the holy scriptures, of which the essence is Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna is the source of all incarnations. There are four yugas, and in each yuga there is a yuga avatar. But only once in an entire day of Brahma, 4,320,000,000 years, does the Supreme Lord appear in his original supreme form from Goloka Vrindavan. And by our very great fortune, only 5,000 years ago, Krishna appeared right here. Actually, according to the Shastra and our great acharyas, this place that we are sitting, Gokul Mahavan, is the birthplace of Lord Krishna. This is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sri Jajiva Goswami in various ways. Therein it is described how Krishna, first of all, we'll talk about Balaram. It is very common knowledge that he was born here. After Kamsa tried to kill Devaki, because on her marriage day it was announced from the sky that the eighth child of Devaki will be the cause of your death, he imprisoned Devaki and Vasudeva. The first six children that were born, he ruthlessly killed immediately. Krishna sent his original expansion, Shankarshan, or Balaram, to the womb of Devaki. And he was transferred to the womb of Rohini, who at that time was living here in Gokul Mahavan under the care of Nanda Maharaj. There was a glorious festival for the birth of Lord Balaram just here. And then by the order of the Supreme Lord, he sent Yogamaya to take birth in the womb of Yashoda. And he simultaneously also took birth in the womb of Yashoda. And he also appeared within the womb of Devaki in his expansion of Vasudeva.
It is described in scriptures that the original form of Krishna or Govinda never ever takes even one step out of Vrindavan. When Krishna appears to leave Vrindavan, he leaves in his Vasudev expansion. But in his original form, he always remains in Vrindavan, sometimes physically manifest and sometimes unmanifest. So the original Govinda was in the womb along with Yogamaya here in Mahavan. At the same time, on the Janmashtami celebration, Krishna, in his Vasudeva expansion, appeared from outside of the womb of Devaki in his original four-handed form, holding the conch shell, disc, lotus flower, and club, fully decorated with all the opulences of Vaikuntha. Vasudeva and Devaki worshipped him with great reverence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with great reverence and pure love. Krishna instructed Vasudeva and Devaki that you should carry me across the holy river Jamuna to Gokul Mahavan and there exchange me with the daughter of Yashoda and bring her back here. So Vasudeva took little Krishna, who was just born. It was a very rainy night, but Anantashesha was like an umbrella to protect the Lord. And Jamuna, always eager to please the Lord, arranged for her waves to go down, so there was a nice passageway. When Vasudeva came here to Gokul, that Vasudeva expansion merged into the original form of baby Krishna. And then he brought back his twin sister, Yogamaya. So both Krishna and Balaram appeared in this world in this holy ground that we are sitting called Gokul. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Jai! Balaram ji ki, Jai Guru Bhagavan. Of course we know Vasudeva brought little baby Yogamaya back to Mathura. And she started to cry. The guards came. They arranged for Kamsa. Kamsa immediately wanted to kill this child. Devaki prayed, "You killed all of my sons. Let me just have this one daughter." But he was so cruel, even to his own cousin's sister, he could not hear. He went to dash her against the rock, but that little baby slipped out of his hands into the air and manifested the beautiful form of Durga, with eight arms holding various weapons, sitting on a lion. And she announced to Kamsa, "You fool, you do not know. The eighth son of Devaki and Vasudeva has already gone somewhere else, and he will kill you." Hare Krishna. Then Durga Devi disappeared, and Kamsa became very sober. He started begging apology to Vasudeva and Devaki. "I killed all your children, please forgive me. Actually, we're not these bodies and everything happens by destiny, but still you should forgive me." So Vasudeva and Devaki, they were such kind-hearted Vaishnavas, very lovingly they forgave him. Then Kamsa told his demoniac ministers what had happened. And the ministers, bad association. Association can ruin a person's life if it is bad, and it can save a person's life if it is good. They said, "Kamsa, why you are listening to this nonsense of your mind? Why do you have to fear anything? Just the sound of the string of your bow, all the demigods tremble in fear. You have already conquered them. You have already shown your great might. You are our king, and we are willing to do anything and destroy anyone to serve you. So you just sent us out. We know that the Brahmins and the demigods, they are depending on Vishnu but Vishnu lives because of the sacrifices that the Brahmins are giving him. We will destroy all the Brahmins. We will destroy all the sacrifices. No more rituals. In fact, we will go and we will murder every child that was born within the last 10 days. Give us the order, Kamsa said. Kill them! So they started sending demons out everywhere, terrorizing the lands. Meanwhile, in Gokul, Mahavan, Nanda Maharaj came and saw beautiful little son Krishna was born to Yashoda. It was the dream of his heart. For many years, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were not able to have any children. In fact, they were living at Nandagram. But because after many years no children were born, they were very much in distress. The father of Nanda Maharaj, Parajanya, he had 5 sons. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda, and Nandan. And 4 of those sons only had daughters. And Nanda Maharaj was the one who was supposed to have a son in everyone's heart. So they decided to move from Nandagaon to Gokul because it was beside the river Jamuna. And they thought this would be a very auspicious environment to have a child. So Nanda Maharaj found this beautiful, beautiful baby born to his wife. There was a wonderful celebration, Nandotsava. Nandotsava was celebrated so opulently by Nanda Maharaj. He had the Brahmins come chanting mantras, performing rituals, doing yajnas. There was musicians playing all auspicious instruments. Nanda Maharaj, in order to give blessings to his son, started giving immense amounts of charity. 7 huge mountains of grains decorated with abundant gold, jewels, and decorated cloth. He gave away 2 million cows, each one with gold and silver and jewels decorating their horns and their hooves and beautiful silken bejeweled cloth around their bodies. They decorated them with putting handprints of turmeric and other designs. Nanda Maharaj was giving so much charity, so jubilantly to the Brahmins and to others. Also, there was a beautiful Abhishek for the newborn child, Krishna. During this Nandotsava, the gopas, they decorated themselves with the best clothes they had, beautiful turbans, wonderful silk clothing. They put feathers in their hairs. And the ladies, the gopis, they wore their best saris and their best cosmetics and decorated themselves with all their costly jewels, all to make themselves beautiful to celebrate the wonderful appearance of Sri Nandanandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. There was dancing and there was singing, there was rejoicing in all directions. In fact, part of their celebration was they were taking milk and butter, yogurt, ghee, curd, condensed milk, and mixing it up and throwing it upon each other. They were throwing it everywhere, but not like wrestlers. They were throwing it as an offering of love. It wasn't a competition of, I will defeat you. It was a competition of, I will please you. That is something we have to learn. In Vaishnava competition, the competition is who could please the other the most, not who can make the other the most miserable because they are defeated. This is material competition. I will beat you and you will feel miserable because I am victorious. Vaishnava competition is, I will show so much love that you will be so pleased and happy. Hare Krishna. That's the kind. I don't know if that's what you were doing at Ramanaji. To my material eyes, it didn't look that good. I Churita Bhakta. Maybe I am not so advanced. And Srila Prabhupada explains, this is real wealth. Not metal and machines. The real wealth is in the gifts of the cow. And the residents of Vrindavan had such immense opulence in this regard. So Nanda Maharaj, after the ceremony, understood he had to pay taxes to Kamsa, so he went to Mathura. After paying taxes, Vasudev found out Nanda Maharaj was there. Nanda Maharaj was older than Vasudev. Vasudev came to meet him, and he fell at Nanda Maharaj's lotus feet. Nanda Maharaj lifted him up and embraced him. They were such intimate, loving friends. Vasudeva was asking so many questions about the welfare of Krishna. And he told Nanda Maharaj that you better go back soon because there may be some difficulties. So Nanda Maharaj left. Meanwhile, here at Nanda Bhavan, where we are now sitting, the house of Nanda and Yashoda, Kamsa sent the great Rakshasi demon, Putana. She had already killed thousands and thousands of children. She would drink their blood and eat their flesh. Hare Krishna. So she came to the house of Nanda. She, by her mystic power, disguised herself as such a beautiful woman, she looked like a goddess of fortune. And because of her beauty and her charming appearance, Yashoda Mai and the other gopis did not check her at all. She just came right into the house and right to Krishna. Krishna looked at her and closed his eyes. Because he was thinking, this is the first demon that I have to kill, and it is a Mataji. Female demon. This is how I have to start my demon killing. So he closed his eyes. He also closed his eyes because she was coming to him in the mood of a nurse in her disguised motherly appearance. Putana did not know that Krishna was the Supreme Absolute Truth. She picked up Krishna just like a foolish, insane person picks up a poisonous snake. And she put Krishna on her lap. And she pushed her breast into Krishna's mouth. Krishna was only days old. She had smeared a deadly poison that could kill thousands of grown men instantly upon the upper portion of her breast. Krishna grabbed that breast and started to suck. Not only did he suck, but with his little tiny infant baby hands, he squeezed. And when he squeezed, she was in terrible pain. She was screaming, "Child, leave me, leave me." He was squeezing, and with his little legs, he started to kick her breast. And he was sucking. He sucked out all the poison. He started sucking out her very life air. As he was sucking and squeezing, Putana was in such terrible pain. She was trying to take him off somehow or other. "Child, leave me, leave me, get away." But Krishna just held on and sucked. Putana ran outside of the house, ran into the pasture ground, and assumed her original deadly Rakshasa form, which was 12 miles long. Krishna sucked out her very life. She fell to the ground, her legs and arms just flying in all directions in terrible pain. When she fell, hundreds and hundreds of trees were smashed. Putana was dead. It was like an earthquake when she fell to the earth. Meanwhile, the gopis, they came running.
What is this? What's happening? They saw this monstrous demon whose teeth looked like the plow that tills the earth. Her eyes looked like dried wells. Her belly looked like a dried up lake. Her thighs looked like riverbanks. Her nostrils looked like huge mountain caves. Her hair was all scraggled. Her breasts were like gigantic slabs of stone. And Krishna was just very playfully, happily crawling around, enjoying on those breasts. And the gopis ran up and ran up. How long it took them to run up Putana's body, we do not know. But somehow or other they reached little baby Krishna, who was just very happily playing. And they brought him down and put him in the hands of Mother Yashoda. And the gopis were thinking, how is this possible? This demon has come. Maybe it's that because we have performed good activities in the past that the Supreme Lord has protected our child. Or maybe, as the scriptures say, innocent children are always protected by God. So they started performing all these various rituals here in Nanda Bhavan to protect Krishna by putting tilak and chanting names of God and putting cow dung and cow urine and putting cow's tail hairs on Krishna in so many ways. Mantras chanted by Brahmins, all in their loving affection for Krishna. When Nanda Maharaj returned and he saw this huge demoniac Rakshasi body laying in the fields, Hare Krishna, he was struck with wonder. And then the Brijabasis cut up Putana's body and they burned it. And as it burned, it smelled just like a guru. A sweet scent that is the sweetest of all scents that is offered to the deities during puja. Because Krishna had touched her, her body became so sweet. After Krishna sucked out all of her poison, which was such a painful experience for her, all that was left was the sentiment that she came as his mother. So Krishna transported Putana to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, to be the assistant of Yashoda Mai as the nurse of Krishna. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. After some time, actually when Krishna was 3 months old, he just started trying to get up. This is called Uthana. Uthana is when a child just starts slanting and trying to turn around. And there is a Vedic ceremony for that. Yashoda Mai was very happy to see her child at every little stage of his growing up. And she had Abhishekam for Krishna, and Brahmins were coming, and she was giving in charity. It was such a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Afterwards, Yashoda started playing with Krishna. It's called, I think, Lalayanti. Does anyone know what Lalayanti is? Should I show you what Lalayanti is? Can you hold the microphone for a second? It's when a mother has a baby and she holds him like this and she throws him up and then catches him. Throws him up and catches him. Sometimes I see some of you Matajis doing it. Even sometimes I see some of the fathers doing it. They throw up and catch, throw up. And when the child goes up, he starts laughing. Ah. He's really a very mature child. Not mature. Something like... So he threw him up, and Mother Yashoda would throw him up and catch him, and Krishna would laugh so hard. And then Yashoda would laugh so hard to see Krishna laughing so hard, and they were both laughing. But then he became heavier than the earth. So Mother Yashoda became very much unable to hold him up. So she thought, Krishna wants to take rest. Now in her motherly affection, she knew Krishna can sleep best if he sleeps with me. So Yashoda Mai laid in bed and had Krishna next to her, and Krishna fell asleep. Then she put Krishna on the ground under a little cart, and she went to greet the guests that she had to greet. But Krishna was hungry for Mother Yashoda's milk. So what did he do? He took his foot and he kicked the cart. Hare Krishna. It is explained Krishna's foot was softer than a fresh leaf. And he just touched the wheel of the cart because he knew there was a terrible Rakshasa demon in that cart named Sakatasura who had come specially to kill him. But just by Krishna's touching the cart, the whole cart fell down. The wheel came out from its axle. The axle came out. All the goods and wares came down. The parts of the car all splattered in different dislocated pieces. And Sakatasura was dead. Meanwhile, there was a great noise. So the devotees came running. What is this? What is this? They saw the cart and all the heavy wares of the cart all around Krishna, but Krishna was completely safe. So the little children, they said, we saw what happened. Krishna kicked the cart and it broke. But the elderly gopas and gopis, they were thinking, this is not possible. How can we believe what these little children are saying? Krishna is so small and this cart is so big. So they assembled the cart and began to chant mantras and do rituals in order to protect Krishna from further calamity. Hare Krishna. When Krishna was 1 year old, just around the time of his first birthday, Yashoda Mai was greeting the guests that were coming. Actually, again, Krishna was feeling very heavy in the arms of his mother. Very, very heavy. So she laid Krishna down. The reason why Krishna felt heavy is because he knew the demon Trinavarta was coming. And he didn't want Trinavarta to disturb Yashoda. He wanted to deal with him alone. So as Krishna was laying down, terrible Asura that Kamsa sent took the form of a whirlwind. He filled the entire Vrindavan with dust, so much dust that nobody could see anything in front of them. He picked up little Krishna, who assumed the weight of a piece of grass, just so Trinavarta could effortlessly lift him higher and higher and higher and higher. As he was going higher and higher into the sky, Yashoda was looking for Krishna frantically everywhere, and she was calling out Krishna's name. All the gopis were running around blindly looking for Krishna, but they could not find Krishna. Mother Yashoda fell down like a cow that had just lost her calf in motherly affection. Meanwhile, high in the sky, Krishna assumed the weight of a mountain. So heavy that Trinavarta could no longer travel any longer. He tried to remove Krishna from his body, but Krishna, with his little baby, 1-year-old arm, he squeezed the neck of Trinavarta. He squeezed him in such a way that he choked him so he could not breathe. Hero! Trinavarta died, fell down to the ground on the stones. His joints were dislocated. This terrible demon was laying there dead. And the gopis came running to Krishna and picked him up and brought him back to Mother Yashoda. Shri Gokul Mahavan Ki! Another day, Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna the milk from her breast, and Krishna was very, very nicely drinking. And toward the end of this wonderful pastime, he yawned. And Yashoda Mai looked in his mouth when he yawned,
and she saw the entire universal creation.
She could shiver the long key. Mother Yashoda was thinking in her parental feelings that what is this? Is my child suffering from some sort of disease? That he has this universe in his mouth? And she simply had to close her eyes because she was not able to accommodate the glorious opulence of Krishna. She could only see him as her own beloved helpless son. Soon after this, Vasudev personally sent Gargamuni to come to perform the purificatory ceremonies for Krishna and Balaram. Gargamuni came here to Nanda Bhavan, and when he was greeted by Nanda Maharaj with such humility. Nanda Maharaj said, "Such great souls as yourselves, who are so renounced of this world and so learned in the scriptures and so pure, you come to the house of such fallen grihasthas as ourselves just to lift us up and inspire us in spiritual life. Because the nature of grihasthas is we become so much diverted in our attention to the materialistic worldly activities of maintaining families that we forget the real goal of life. The great souls like you, you have no reason to travel around except for our benefit, to uplift us. A real sadhu doesn't come to a householder to beg for his own benefit. He begs for the benefit of that grihastha. Not just to take something, but to give transcendental knowledge." So, Nanda Maharaj requested Gargamuni that you are so learned in the science of astrology and so deeply learned in the scriptures, please perform the reformatory name-giving ceremony for my son. Gargamuni said, "This may be very dangerous, because I am the priest of the Yadu dynasty. And if Kamsa finds out that the priest of the Yadu dynasty came to Gokul to perform the name-giving ceremony for your two children, he will naturally think that this must be the son of Devaki who has been transported to another place." Nanda Maharaj said, "But we must take advantage of your wonderful association. So we will have a secret name-giving ceremony. We will have it in the Goshala, and I will not even tell my closest relatives or friends or anybody else. It was here at Gokul Mahavan that Gargarishi gave the names to Krishna and Balaram." He said, "This little boy, who is the son of Rohini and Vasudev, he will give great pleasure to all the people of Vrindavan. Therefore his name will be Ram. He will take great pleasure in his feats of mighty strength. Therefore his name will be Bala or Balaram. And because he is uniting the Brijavasi family with the Yadu dynasty, he will be known as Shankarshan. And as far as this other child, he appears in different ways in different ages. He has appeared in the white color in Satya Yuga. He has appeared in a red color in Treta Yuga. He has appeared in a yellow color in Kali Yuga. And now he is appearing in this beautiful blackish color. This child of yours, he has appeared in many incarnations, and he is worshipped by all. He will perform wonderful pastimes, and anyone who even hears these pastimes will become purified in heart and will be so attracted they will surrender with devotion to your child." He gave him the name Krishna and so many beautiful names. "You will witness the beautiful pastime where he lifts the Govardhan hill and becomes Giridhari. He will be the slayer of many demons, and he will be the source of all love and joy to the Brijavasis. But please be very careful, because many asuras will come to try to harm this child." After this wonderful event that took place here in Gokul Mahavan, Krishna and Balaram performed so many wonderful pastimes. One of the pastimes is they began to crawl. So wonderful when they started to crawl. They would crawl like serpents on the ground. They would crawl through the mud and the cow dung mixed together with the cow urine, and they would become covered with cow dung and cow urine and mud, something like Bandiravan yesterday, how our devotees looked. But this is something unlimitedly attractive. And when they would come into the arms of Yashoda and Rohini, how much they were overflooding with their heart's love for little Gopal and Balaram. Sometimes they would crawl and they would grab on to the tails of little calves. And the calves would become very frightened and start to run, and the little children would hold on, and the calves would drag them through the cow dung and the urine and the mud of Vrindavan, and the children would hold on, and the gopis and their household duties, they heard Krishna's doing like this, they all dropped all their household duties just to come and see the all-attractive forms of Krishna and Balaram being dragged through the cow dung of Vrindavan by the calves. Shri Krishna Balaram ki! They would sing the beautiful songs of Krishna's wonderful pastimes. As Rohini and Yashoda would give their breast milk to Krishna, sometimes they would look in his mouth and they would see little tiny teeth starting to grow. And their hearts were just overflooding with parental affection to see this wonderful, wonderful pastime. Very quickly, Krishna began to walk. Krishna Balaram, as soon as they started walking, they started playing all nice games with their friends. One of the games was they would like to play all mischief with the gopis and gopas of Vrindavan. One day the gopis came to Yashoda, and actually they came just to glorify Krishna. The goal of life of the gopis and the gopas of Vrindavan was simply to hear and chant the glories of Krishna and witness his beautiful pastimes. That your child, Krishna and Balaram, they come to our homes when we are busy with our household duties, and they untie the calves and bring them to the cows. The calves drink all the milk from the cows, and we come with our buckets to milk them. There's nothing left. But that's not all your little boys do. Let me tell you something else. He comes into our houses with his friends at any time and steals our butter, our yogurt, our ghee, and our milk. Sometimes they steal it, sometimes they eat it, sometimes they call the monkeys into our house and feed it to the monkeys. And to try to prevent this, we tie the pots with ropes to our ceilings. But Krishna Balaram and their little tiny friends, they take the wooden grinding mortar for grinding spices, and they start putting all types of different pots and utensils on top of that in boxes, and they climb up, and somehow or other they get to our butter and milk, and if they still can't reach it with sticks, they poke holes in the bottom of the pot so it all comes down, and then they eat it and feed it to the monkeys. And sometimes if they come into the house and they don't find the yogurt and the butter, they pass urine on our floor. And when our husbands catch them, "You thief!" Krishna looks at him and says, "No, you are a thief." This is actually very philosophical. Krishna says, "I am Loka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of everything that exists. He is the enjoyer of everything that exists. Krishna doesn't steal. He's just taking his rightful claim of everything that exists. If we claim anything is not Krishna's, we are thieves." Other times, they would catch Krishna and Balaram. "What you are doing?
He said, we didn't steal it. Why would we steal it? How could you blame us for stealing it? You don't think Mother Yashoda gives us such better butter and ghee than you have? We are fully satisfied. Other times they sneak into our house and secretly go to our sleeping little babies and pinch them and make them cry. Sometimes they come in the middle of the night when it's pitch dark, but they wear these jewels and the jewel seems to illuminate all directions so they can see exactly where our butter and yogurt is being hidden. Yashoda Mai said, oh, then I will take off their jewels. The gopi said, no, please, please do not take off their jewels. Because your children, they have such an effulgence that even without the jewels, they seem to illuminate all directions. And you look at your Krishna, just look at him now. He's with his eyes moving in directions, very fearful, looking like such an innocent child. But we know what's in his mind. He's just thinking of when he will next come and steal our butter and yogurt. Shimakanchorki! So Yashoda Mai would look at Krishna, so scared and so innocent. I didn't do anything. And Mother Yashoda's heart would melt, and all the gopis' hearts would melt just looking at Krishna. They could not be angry with him. In fact, the reality is that the gopis of Vrindavan only made their butter and yogurt, only made their ghee, and only milked their cows with the one hope that they would make it so nice with so much love and devotion that Krishna would come to their house and steal it. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki! Similarly, we should prepare our hearts so that they are so soft, like such sweet butter, that Krishna will want to come and steal our hearts. And how do we churn our hearts to make it nice, sweet, soft butter? By the loud chanting of the Holy Name. These are some of the wonderful pastimes that took place right here in Gokul Mahavan, where we are sitting. There are innumerable pastimes. Ananta Shesha could not describe with his thousand mouths even what took place in one moment of one day here in Gokul Mahavan for the whole span of creation. But still, like a bird tries to fly in the sky, we have to try according to our effort to glorify Krishna and chant his holy name. This temple is called Nanda Bhavan. It is also called Chorasi Kambi.
Kamba.
Kamba. Chorasi Kamba. Because there are 84 pillars. Some of the pillars are the original pillars of Nanda Maharaja's palace. Each pillar represents, there are 8,400,000 species of life, so each pillar represents a certain portion of that. And in this courtyard is where Krishna performed his wonderful leela. It is described by one of the great associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I am not concerned. Some great souls. This is what this.
His name is Titu.
That's the Vrindavan alarm clock telling me to stop. Everything is personal in Vrindavan. Nothing is battery operated. Everything is operated by bhakti. Very intoxicating sound vibration. The great sages, out of fear of material existence, they worship the Vedas. The Vedic supplementary literatures, the Puranas and the Mahabharata. But as far as myself, I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling like a little baby. Sanatana Goswami lived here at Mahavan for some time. In fact, just in front of this temple, a little ways, there is a cave. You have to go way, way down little stairs. If all 800 of us do that, we may end this darshan by sunrise tomorrow. So please do not go into the cave. We will just pay our obeisances from a distance. But that is the place that Sanatana Goswami lived. And while he was there, Lord Chaitanya sent Jagadananda Pandit to Vrindavan. Jagadananda Pandit wanted very much to go to Vrindavan, especially because Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept his sandalwood oil. So Lord Chaitanya said, "You should not go to Vrindavan. In an angry mood, you will make aparads, and that will be very bad." So Jagadananda appealed to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami pleaded to Lord Chaitanya to give him his blessings to go. Lord Chaitanya said to Sri Jagadananda Pandit, "You can go to Vrindavan, but do not stay for a long time and always stay with Sanatana Goswami. Because if you stay a long time or if you're not in the association of a senior devotee in Vrindavan, you will take things to be ordinary, you will take advanced souls to be ordinary, you will make offenses, and your spiritual life will be greatly disturbed." So Jagadananda came and stayed near that cave with Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita tells one beautiful story. One day Jagadananda Pandit was cooking for Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami came in, and he had a saffron cloth wrapped around his head. Jagadananda Pandit assumed this must be Lord Chaitanya's saffron cloth. So he wanted to hear the glories of Mahaprabhu. He said, "Sanatan, please tell me, who gave you that saffron cloth?"
It was Mukundananda Ramachari.
Hare Krishna.
When he heard Mukundananda Saraswati, Jagadananda became so angry, he picked up a pot to attack Sanatana Goswami to beat him. Saffron. In this way, Sanatana Goswami was so happy to see the nature of the chastity of the love of Jagadananda Pandit for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, "I will never wear the saffron cloth again." So these are some of the wonderful pastimes that took place here at Gokulma. The wonderful Damodar Leela, where Krishna steals the butter and is bound by the ropes, took place just down the road. It is called Utkal, or Yamalarjuna Banga. And we will go there, and Sri Dinabandhu Prabhu will narrate that story. He is famous throughout the 14 worlds for telling this particular story. In our last yatra here, about 3 years ago, when he told that story, it was like he carved every word into our hearts by his enthusiasm. And people are still talking about it. Bombay is resounding with Dinabandhu's transcendental narration of Sri Damodar Leela. Here in this month of Damodar, during the month of Kartik in Vrindavan, it is really our special glorious fortune to be here at Gokul Mahavan on this charming evening. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Sri Damodar Gopal,
that he may steal our hearts away from all our egoistic desires in this world and attract our hearts eternally to his beautiful childhood pastimes. Satyavrat Muni prayed, I do not want the wealth of heaven. I do not want liberation, mukti. I don't even want elevation to Vaikuntha. I only want that these beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna may be forever enacted within my heart. Thank you very much.
Oh, Nanda ke Lala ki! So as Maharaj was so sweetly explaining to you, shall I speak in Hindi or English? So somebody has to come up here and translate for Maharaj and other Maharaj also. So isi sthan pe is a Maharaj Nikata. Ye nandotsav hua tha. Aur jaise Maharaj ne kaha tha ke bahut hi saal ke paschat Nanda Baba ne ek putra mile. So Nanda Baba ko itna nand aaya. Aur sare Vishwasi ko itna nand aaya. जैसे आप लोग गेहन आए में तो एक बार हम तो एक बार गए ये जुहू मंदिर में जन्माष्टमी के लिए हम तो सुना था कि हम तो गेहन 800 लोग बैठे हैं हमने सुना था हमने स्वयं देखा कि 8 लाख आदमी आए थे जन्माष्टमी देखने के लिए और ठीक 12 बजे किसी ने मुझे ये माइक्रोफोन दे दिया और जैसे ये दामोदर लीला आपके चौपाटी के विदय में है सब जुहू वाले में इनके हृदय में एक गान है जो पूरे ब्रज में प्रसिद्ध है जन्माष्टमी के लिए वो तो अपने हृदय में अभी बास करते हैं नंद के आनंद बालो जय कन्हैया लाल की ओ नंद के आनंद बालो जय कन्हैया लाल की Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Oh Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Happy Dini Gore Dini Or Dini Pal Ki Happy Dini Gore Dini Or Dini Pal Ki Nanda Maharaj ko itna nand aa raha hai isse Maharaj ne kaha tha ki bahut se dhan diya और जीव गोस्वामी बताते हैं कि इतना ध्यान दिया कि जो लेने वाला थे वो सोचे कि हम ये उचित नहीं है कि हम इतना ध्यान ले आपको कभी ऐसा अनुभव हुआ आप तो जन्माष्टमी दिल के लिए सब सबके पास जाते हैं कि मुझे जन्माष्टमी हम लोग मना रहे हैं ये आदमी इतना दिया वो इनके पास इतना और ये देने वाले सोचे वो मेरा बहुत तकलीफ है ये स्टॉक्स तो गिर गए ये सब बिजनेस ठीक नहीं चल रहे थे ये लोग बहुत परेशान हो रहे लेकिन नंद बाबा इतना दिया वो आनंद से सब कुछ दिया वो इतना दिया जो लेने वाले सोच ये हम ऐसा इतना नहीं ले सकते महाराज तो ये गान बताते कि हाथी ही गए हाथी गौरी जब हाथी और गौरी खत्म हो गया तो और दीनी पालकी हाथी दीनी गौरी दीनी और दीनी पालकी हाथी दीनी गौरी दीनी और दीनी पालकी जवान लोगों हाथी और घोड़े और बूढ़े को पालकी जवानों को हाथी घोड़े बूढ़े को पालकी जवानों को हाथी घोड़े बूढ़े को पालकी Dini, go to Dini, or Dini, Palki. Oh, Nandagi, और अभी हम पिछली जन्माष्टमी हम गए थे कहाँ मॉरिशस तो हम थोड़ा अध्ययन कर रहा था जन्माष्टमी के बारे में तो हम एक बहुत ही सुंदर श्लोक मिले हम तो बहुत धूमधाम से जन्माष्टमी मनाते हैं लेकिन इस तात्पर्य में प्रभुपाद बहुत ही सुंदर तात्पर्य करते हैं जैसे महाराज ने कहा था ये सब नंद बाबा न धन दिया ये सब सिंह ये गाय 20 लाख गाय दिया और जिसमें सिंह में सोना और उनका अरे से हुफ खोर में चांदी और सुंदर सुंदर रेशम का कपड़ा भी था इतना और प्रभुपाद बताते एक तात्पर्य में इसी संदर्भ में कि देखो ये लोग केवल गाय का पालन करते हैं और इतना धन है इतना ऐश्वर्य इनके पास तो इसी संदर्भ में वो बताते कि सब दही घी सब फेंकने लगे सब आपस में अभी घी कबाब कितने कोई सोचेगा 140 कोई सोचेगा घी फेंकने का तो ये अनेक श्लोक है प्रक्षित महाराज Nanda Maharaj ka ghar ko nitya nirantar Supreme Person, Swayam Bhagawan ke baas hai. और उनके सारे दिव्य गुण वहाँ हैं और इसलिए उनका जो वास उनका निवास है वो तो हमेशा सब प्रकार का ऐश्वर्य वहाँ रहते हैं. फिर भी श्री कृष्ण के प्रकृति से इनका निवास स्थान ऐसा लगा था कि ये श्री लक्ष्मी देवी की विलास स्थल है. और तत्पर्य कृष्ण कृपा सी मूर्ति सी ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की द्वारा श्री प्रभुपाद की ब्रह्म संहिता बताते हैं. लक्ष्मी सहस्र शत संभ्रम सेव्यमानम गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमहम भजामी. श्री कृष्ण के निवास हमेशा सहस्र शत लक्ष्मी से सेवित है और ये परम लक्ष्मी देवी है श्रीमती राधा रानी. श्री कृष्ण का नाम है माधव, मतलब ये लक्ष्मी देवी की पति है. सो जहाँ पति होते हैं तो पत्नी तो हमेशा आ जाती है. इसलिए कृष्ण जी का जन्म ब्रज में ये इशारा करते हैं कि ये परम लक्ष्मी देवी श्रीमती राधा रानी बहुत ही जल्दी वहाँ प्रकट हो जाएंगे. तो जन्माष्टमी ये तो कुछ नहीं है, केवल इशारा करते हैं कि अभी अभी राधाष्टमी आने वाला है. तो जन्माष्टमी हम लोग तो बहुत धूमधाम से मनाते हैं, लेकिन ये अस्वस्थविक प्रॉपर बताते हैं कि कृष्ण जी का जन्म का अर्थ है कि बहुत जल्दी ही श्री परम लक्ष्मी राधा रानी की जन्म होने वाला है. ये तो केवल उसका संकेत है कि अभी राधाष्टमी आने वाले है. श्रीमती राधा रानी की. सभी हम लोग मंदिर में दर्शन करेंगे. जैसे महाराज ने बताया ये तो 84 खंभ है. अब गिन लो, कभी कभी 85, कभी कभी 82, कभी कभी 86, लेकिन आप 84 कभी नहीं गिन सकते. लेकिन 84 खंभ से प्रसिद्ध है. इसी और ये सब खंभ के दर्शन से आपका जो 84 लाख जोनी है एक खंभ से 1 लाख जोनी का छूट हो जाते हैं. तो हम लोग वहाँ उनका प्रणाली है कि हम लोग सब लोग तो ठाकुर जी को जुलाते हैं क्योंकि वहाँ का दर्शन अभी हम बताएंगे, क्योंकि वहाँ जगह नहीं है न समय है. आप देखेंगे कि हमारे बाएं हाथ में वो नंद बाबा विराजमान है और हमारा दाएं हाथ यशोदा मैया और सामने झूले में ये श्री नंद नंदन है और पीछे बहुत विशाल मूर्ति है बलदाव जी का. बलदाव जी महाराज की. आप देख सकते वो ये खाला मूर्ति है, लेकिन आप देख सकते हैं बदाव जी उसका अनंत शेष उसका सिर के ऊपर है और उनका छाती पर आप देख सकते हैं वो ये बारूनी पात्र वहाँ. He's holding it there. How do you say holding? हाथ में धारण उनका बारूनी पात्र उनका छाती पे आप देख दर्शन करेंगे. तो फिर where are all the buses now? Did they go to the Ukal stand?